And if you're just joining us, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. In the winter of 2012, I came across a story on a drive through central coastal Florida in the town of Fort Pierce. Route 1 is now dominated by strip malls and fading condos, but the Florida of the 1950s and 60s was a candy-colored Eisenhower Kennedy space-age dream of flaming red poinciana trees and untamed beaches. This setting gave way to the improbable rise of the highwaymen, young African-American painters making their fortunes in the Jim Crow South. The paintings are boldly colored landscapes depicting scenes that used to be common in this part of Florida. Moss-draped live oaks hanging over moonlit river inlets, delicate white egrets flying across a brilliant orange sunset, palm trees that arch like sabers over the ocean. All painted by the highwaymen on boards made of leftover construction material, and all sold by the group's smooth-talking salesman, Al Black.
Good morning. So my name is Al Black. I have some oil paintings. I want to know what you all be interested if it wouldn't take up too much of y'all's time.
With that pitch, 50 years ago, Al Black would trawl up and down US 1, looking sharp, driving a 1962 blue and white Ford Galaxy. Fresh Florida landscapes packed in his trunk.
And most of the time, they would say, yes, I look. And once they look, I would sell them some.
They sell for thousands now. They're collector's items, owned by celebrities like Shaquille O'Neal and Steven Spielberg. Highwaymen paintings hang in the Florida State House and at the White House. The man who started it all was a teenage artist named Alfred Hare.
Alfred was a smart dude.
James Gibson, Alfred Hare's best friend and fellow painter.
He could paint fast, the people buying the painters real fast. He was selling paint like $19 and $20.
You can paint four or five paintings in a day. That's $100 a day. But you got to go ahead and sell your paintings.
Back in the 60s, Alfred Hare, a charismatic and talented high school student from a good family, was taken by his art teacher across the railroad tracks, literally the color line in Fort Pierce, to see a famous local artist and humanitarian named A.E. Beanie Backus.
Alfred had gone down to Mr. Backus. Mr. Backus was a famous white artist.
James Gibson remembers it this way.
At this particular time, his doors open to anybody who is interested in art. Black, whatever, white, anybody. And if you're interested, he'll teach you. And so what happened, Alfred sold his first painting. Then he wrote and told me, James, I went to Mr. Bankers and he taught me how to paint. And if I did it, I know you can do it.
They were making money and happy to show it. At the dog track, on fancy cars, on women. No one lived like the highwaymen. There was envy from other men. One night, it came to a head at a juke joint called Eddie's Place.
Me and him went out and he said, meet me down to Eddie's Place.
The events of that night have become as epic as a blues song. All the highwaymen tell slightly different versions of what happened. Al Black, Alfred's top salesman, claims he was at Eddie's that night.
Alfred went over to the jukebox and pushed War, What Is You Good For? Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
And J.L. shot him in the chest.
Alfred Hare was 29 years old, and he died that night.
When we took him to the hospital, I was the only one standing by the bed when he died.
I am the one that talked to Alfred last.
Artist James Gibson.
He was trying to tell me something, and I put my ear. Then Dr. Goose came in and said that Alfred has retired.
When Alfred Hare died, the enterprise of the highwaymen nearly died with him. Demand dwindled. By the 90s, the painters had all but stopped, which left their salesman, Al Black, with no paintings to sell. He started making his own, but that led to other problems.
That's right. You can have foot trouble, back trouble, neck trouble, all kind of trouble. You ain't had no trouble until you have some crack cocaine trouble.
He was caught up in drug addiction and was accused of fraud. Al Black ended up in prison, where he'd spent 12 years transforming the walls of various state penitentiaries with his landscape murals. The other highwaymen had families, careers, moved out of state. But James Gibson kept painting prolifically. Lucky for us, he showed us his paintings the old-fashioned way, under a tree in a park, pulling them out of the trunk of his white Cadillac Escalade. Wow.
This domain grows.
Look at that.
You get all the brilliant colors, bright orange, yellow. Oh, when it gets cold, you look at these colors and warm you up mentally.
Oh, that is really lovely.
If you want yellow, Gibson will paint it for you in yellow, or blue, or orange. The Highwaymen have come a long way since the days of their first efforts. A book written about them in 2001 brought them once more before the public eye. They've been honored by the Florida Hall of Fame and have been admired by some big collectors. Others still live precariously. As he prepared for an art festival in faraway Tallahassee, we visited Al Black in Fort Pierce in the paint-splattered tent that serves as his backyard studio. Out of prison now for 5 years, he makes a living once more selling his own paintings, and he told us he hoped to finish 6 of them to bring with him to the festival. Sounds like a lot, but he already had 4 going at once.
This is going to be a backwoods marsh scene. This is going to be a moonlight in the Indian River. And it's going to be down at the dock where they put the boats in the water.
Today, Al Black is one of the few highwayman artists who still paints this way, outdoors, several canvases at a time. It's this kind of assembly line technique that makes some people question whether this is really art. Al Black is certain it is.
See, for instance, these paintings, what I'm painting on right now, these some good paintings because I'm putting my heart into them.
To see a video of Al Black and hear that sales pitch, please go to our website, npr.org. Our thanks go to videographer Dave Anderson of Southward and the Oxford American Magazine, and a special thanks to photographer Gary Monroe, who documented the Highwaymen in books and whose photos are featured on NPR's Picture Show blog. And a big thanks to the producer, Liz Baker, who was a great sidekick out on the road.